It's well known. It's rather famous, the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in regards to the difference between Parshas Noach and Parshas Lech Lecha, on whether or not Noach eats tzaddik tamim haya b'dorotav. If b'dorotav, when it says that he was a tzaddik in his generation, that sounds like a limitation in his generation, but not in the generation of other people. So Rabbi Yochanan says it shows that Noach wasn't so great, and had he been another generation, no one would even pay attention to him. And Reish Lakish disagrees and says, no, he was dragged down by the people in his generation. That's the famous Gemara, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Many people don't know there's a Zohar on it, which is quite exquisite. And the Zohar says the following. I'll tell you how I got to the Zohar in a minute. I got to the Zohar. Well, I'll tell you the Zohar, then I'll tell you how I got there. The Zohar Kodesh says the following. The Zohar says that that Noach was great because he saved himself. He did the mitzvah that God told him to do. He was obedient. That's a very important thing. But he was a failure relative to Avinu. Because Avinu, when he saw what was happening in Sodom, next week's Parsha, when he saw what was happening in Sodom, he was willing to defend even evildoers. Right? He gets up and says, oh, there must be tzaddikim. And he counts, there must be a few tzaddikim, there must be 50 or 45 or 40 or whatever. If they're tzaddikim, God, you can't destroy the bad people because of tzaddikim. Now listen to this. Nechama Leibowitz quotes that Zohar, and that's where she stops. Okay? So I looked up the Zohar, because as a piece of advice to you in your learning as human beings who want to be informed, always look up sources when people quote that. So Nechama Leibowitz, who was a great genius, for some reason in her books, which she didn't really write, but they were put together in her name, she doesn't quote, or they don't quote the full Zohar. The full Zohar is exquisite, and I'll tell you how I got there. The Zohar says the following. You think Avinu is so great? Avinu, what did he do? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're tzaddikim, then please don't kill them. But he didn't pray for the Rishayim. He didn't pray for the bad people. So the Zohar says, who is the great, great father? Who is the Roeh HaNe'eman? Ryan Mehemna. Who is the great shepherd? Moshe. Because when Akash Baruch Hu says, after Chet Egel, he's going to destroy Am Yisrael, and he'll make Moshe Rabbeinu into a new nation, what does Moshe say? Timcheni na misifrecha. Erase me from your book. I would rather die if you are going to be the one who destroys even the Rishayim. Avinu, will you erase, you know, Hashofa Klaritz Lo Yaseh Mishpat? Is it true that you will erase the good with the bad? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, is it true you'll erase the bad? Now, what's fascinating, how did I get here? I got here because one night I was reading years and years and years ago in the nascency of the internet. I was up with my second child, I think, with Ayelet. She was a baby, must have been like, you know, 8 months old, 6 months old. She was crying. It was the middle of the night. It was 2 a.m. I logged on. In those days, we had to use a modem, through whatever it was, you know, rather slow, a few megabit modem. I logged on, and I was reading, because Israel had sent emissaries to save people from some calamity. I forgot what it was. They either had sent Chayalim to go, Chayalim to go save people in Nepal or somewhere in Asia. I remember it was Asia. Something happened in Asia. I don't know if it was a tsunami or earthquake or something. You know, things happen in Asia. That was those days when things happened in Asia. Now they happen in California. They just send, you know, Chayalim to California to put out fires. But in those days it was Asia. And I saw a deluge, excuse the pun, a deluge of people complaining, why are we sending Chayalim? Why are we sending our emissaries to go save people who might not love Israel so much? And they certainly are not Jewish. And they certainly, in fact, according to some categories, might be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So why are we doing that? And I looked up to Makarot, and I came across this beautiful Zohar. Because the Zohar saying that Moshe stood up to say, I would rather die if you're just going to defeat, if you're going to destroy the Rishayim. And that's equated to Avinu, right? The complaint is Avinu didn't pray for the Rishayim stone. And we know who they were. They're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that was compared by the Zohar to Noach. Noach, why didn't he pray for all these bad people? The Zohar stood for me, at least, as this great symbol, right? The Zohar is saying, no, the role of the Jew is not only to pray for the good people. It's not only for us to help our kind. It's not only for us to say, oh my gosh, you know, something has happened in the world, I'll ignore it. If something happens in Eretz Yisrael, if they bomb, if they launch missiles from Gaza like they did on Shabbat, that's going to disturb me. But if they destroy the Kurds, I don't care. And the Zohar says, no. Why Moshe becomes the one who's the pole star for Am Yisrael. He is the one who gives us the Torah because he cared for every human being. Have a good day. Wow.